Sheet Red podcast, where we tell all of our embarrassing stories and we tell your embarrassing stories. We are here to bring levity to your day. We are here to cringe with you, to laugh with you, to cry with you. No, we're not crying here. I'm Mary Kate.
And I'm Katie.
Let's turn beat red.
So how was your week?
Oh, how was your week? I was going to ask you first.
Okay, so I did have something that sparked something for me. So I got my mammogram. I started getting them at 35 because my mom is a breast cancer survivor. Yes. Very importantly to get your titties checked, ladies.
This is very important to get your titties checked.
It is very important, ladies. Get your titties checked. It is important. So prevention is everything. So I was getting my mammogram and that sparked an embarrassing memory for me.
What?
Of when I got a mammogram, let's say 8 years ago at this point.
So, I blocked all mine out. I can't believe you remember this.
Well, you would remember this too. So I had stopped breastfeeding my son after like 14 months. And this mammogram was like, you know, 2 years. So like I had been many, many months done breastfeeding, right? Yeah, you know what's coming. So flop the old titty on there and they squash it into a pancake and milk starts squirting out everywhere.
That's terrifying.
Everywhere. All over the thing, like everywhere. I was mortified.
It's been in there.
I mean, it just stays. So like I was like, I'm so sorry. And of course she was like so professional. She's like, it's fine. And she's like, I had to like clean.
She squirted in the eye.
She didn't get squirted in the eye, but she had to go clean it all up. It was all over the machine. Like I was horrified. So that was embarrassing. And that sparked that memory for me.
That's embarrassing. And I'm about to get a mammogram and I'm still breastfeeding. And so thank you so much for telling me that. I don't want to get one now, but I have to. Yep. So that'll be prepared.
Yep.
I'll bring some wipes.
You're going to bring a whole packet.
I'll just hold steady for the wipes.
It's like milking a cow in there. They're just pressing it straight down.
Yep. It's crazy.
So that happened.
Our bodies are magic.
They're magic. How was your week?
I mean, I had food poisoning. That's pretty much it.
Oh my God. What'd you eat?
Don't ask me that. I can't. I have flashbacks. I ate a piece of ham that was bad.
Where was it from?
It was just a
loose ham
in
your fridge.
It was loose ham. It was just hanging out on the ground. No, it was in my refrigerator and it was part of like lunch meat that I make for John's thing. And yeah, it was stupid.
Did John get sick?
He said he felt a little weird after he ate both sandwiches 2 days in a row. I said, okay, well, maybe it was off. Maybe it was the ham then, John. Thanks for sharing. Thanks for telling me you didn't feel good. And I was just like barfing my brains out for 2 days.
Yeah,
that
food poisoning is not fun.
It took up the week, unfortunately. It was that and Bridgerton season 3.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I've never seen Bridgerton.
I started watching it with my mother-in-law, and I mean, I would normally never have watched it, and then now I'm obsessed.
You're hooked.
Shonda Rhimes, you got me.
You got us. All right. You want to go first, actually, this time?
Do you want me to? Okay. Well, this is from Charlotte in Ohio, and she writes, it was my 27th birthday, and my boyfriend and I decided to have a dinner party at our apartment. I had catered and invited a bunch of my friends over to celebrate. That afternoon, on a whim, I decided to get a haircut. I'd welcome in the new year with a fresh look. Later at the salon, I peered at myself through the new curtain of my newly cut bangs and noticed that one side was a little uneven. I'm a Midwesterner. Being polite is a way of life for us. I feel you, girl. So I didn't mention it. Paying and leaving, I went home to get ready for my party. Everything was set. The apartment clean, twinkling lights draped all around, food ready to be devoured. The only thing left to do was get glamorous. Slipping into a velvety red dress, I looked perfect.
Ooh.
Except for one thing. That uneven side of my bangs was really prominent now that I could focus on it. I got a pair of scissors and just casually gave that side a little snip. But I'd cut off a little too much. Staring at my reflection, I gambled that this would be an easy fix. With the scissors, I lightly snipped at the other side. My hands must have been unsteady because this time I'd really cut off too much.
That is so funny.
This is so sad. This has happened to me a million times.
Oh, man.
Guests were arriving. I heard my boyfriend greeting them and getting them drinks. There was no problem here. I just needed to even these bangs out. Thinking like a hairdresser.
I can fix it.
Yes, this is so bad. Thinking like a hairdresser, I decided to cut across all of the tips to get a clean line. They went from curtain bangs into mini bangs.
Oh, no.
So it's just like, whoa. Yeah. The result made my forehead look like the end of a broom. Panic set in. Did the clock say 8:15? People had been there for an hour and I hadn't come out yet. I barely recognized myself in the mirror. The extremely short bangs made my eyes look huge and my cheeks look puffy. This look didn't go with my face. I heard them say, where is she? And is she okay? As I snipped more little cuts off of my bangs, trying to even them out. At 9, my boyfriend came in. Darling, you have to, whoa. He stopped and as I turned and looked at him, his eyes spoke volumes. What you doing? He said. And he was only looking at my bangs. He's like, what you doing? Just staring at her bangs. Because they were so short, they were as short as they could be. What had I done? I looked like a crazy doll. The tips of my bangs were sticking straight out.
Oh, no.
I can't go out there, I said. I felt feverish with embarrassment. Sweetheart, you have to. It's your party. People have been here for almost 2 hours and are hungry. Let's go.
Oh, no. She's been hacking away at those bangs for 2 hours.
I would be so scared.
Girl, you got to pin them back. You got to do the old pin back.
Or you put like a little bandana on or like a, yeah, that's a good idea.
I got my bangs cut. And I immediately regretted it. I pinned him back the next day. Well, so they grew
and then
out.
You
That's
just
what
blend
you have to
them
do.
In.
Yeah.
But she has like,
well, now you can't. No.
It's like a mustache.
You can't even slick
it's
them
like
back
a mustache
at that point.
On her forehead. I was mortified they were going to laugh so hard at me. Taking a deep breath, I grabbed my boyfriend's hand and walked out to the drunken cheers and birthday toasts. Mercifully, no one said anything that they were thinking, and I soon forgot I had unflattering micro bangs across the top of my head. The party was salvaged, and I still think about how kind my friends were to not gasp and laugh at me that night, and that my boyfriend was steadfast and true for the entire time that those bangs took to grow out, because you know they took a long time.
Aren't there a million pictures from the party, though, that will evermore remind you of your bad decision?
But a word, I mean,
what are they going to say? They're going to be like, oh, it's your birthday and your bangs look like shit.
What did you do to your face? Cheers, it's your birthday.
Aww.
Yeah, that's sweet. But I mean, that's a nightmare. I've done that where you're like, oh no, oh no, oh no, oh no. And it's just too much. And you have
Stop. Yeah, I wanted one time too. I remember I wanted like the Betty Page bangs. So they cut them and they were too short too. And they looked horrible.
They
so
like
I had to put on like a headband to like smush them down more because they worked way too high. They looked so stupid. Yeah, it's a very fine line. And
you have to drop
the right
the
face that can rock those. Yeah. Yeah.
And you got to walk away and you have to go to the hairdresser and pray that they can be fixed.
Yeah. But the not saying anything is so funny to me, too. I will never forget my mom went and got her hair done at the salon one time. And like the way they styled it, like she came home in tears. She was laughing so hard because it looked ridiculous. We still have photos of it. I remember they like piled it up on top of her heads and on the sides. Like it was like the most ridiculous looking cut. Like she looked like a clown and she just not stop laughing. But she didn't say anything. She was just like, thanks. And like left. And then she like immediately was like, you guys have to see this. We have to take photos. Like, this is the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen in my life.
I want
to
see those photos.
It's really funny. I got to find
them.
That's
so funny.
Okay. Let me tell you one.
Okay.
All right. This first story comes from Sally in Georgia, and she writes, my boyfriend and I have been dating for about a year. At the time, I was a widow with an 11-year-old, and he was divorced with an 8 and a 10-year-old. That meant there were 5 of us around most of the time, and it was a loud and fun time. For our anniversary, he planned our first little getaway to an island in Georgia called St. Simons. Childcare was difficult, and we all get along great, so we decided to take the kids, too. You have to take a ferry to get to the island, and they come and go at specific times each day. My boyfriend rented a beautiful home. It was a 2-story house, so we would have plenty of space. He planned lots of adventures, fishing, horseback riding, cooking, and hiking. We were having a wonderful time, but with so many day trips, everyone around all of the time, and an old house with no fans in the bathroom, I found it hard to go. I didn't want to go in front of my boyfriend, and I was so nervous that I just kind of held it in. We were close, but not that close yet.
Never a good idea.
And I was still trying to maintain a sexy allure. Pooping is not sexy.
No, it really does break the facade.
No, it's not.
It breaks the fourth wall.
Not sexy. We were only staying for 3 days, but by day 3, I was the most constipated I've ever been in my life. My stomach was distended, and I was bloated and felt terrible. I knew I had no choice but to try and go. I also knew that I was fighting against time because the ferry left in an hour. We had already pretty much packed up, and I told my boyfriend I was going to take another shower because I felt sticky from the heat.
That's what you got to do. You got to say shower time.
Shower time.
Disappear.
He gave me an odd look but shrugged and said, okay, just hurry up because we have to catch the ferry. I headed to the bathroom and turned the shower on to mask the sound and lock the door. If you've ever been constipated, you know it's one of the worst feelings in the world. The sweat, the anxiety, the feeling like it will never end. I was turning white.
I love this. And it's feeling, like a time lapse.
It's a time lapse. And feeling like I was going to pass out. It was taking forever.
Oh, no.
Finally, after about 30 minutes in there, everything came out. And I mean everything. 3 days worth. I'm sure you can guess what happened next.
No, she clogged the toilet.
I clogged the toilet. I frantically looked around for a plunger. Nothing.
That's terrible.
I started to panic and my boyfriend started knocking on the door. What's going on in there? Are you okay? We have to leave and catch the ferry. Mortified and out of time.
That's so scary.
I decided to fess up to what was going on because I needed his help.
You thought you'd be embarrassed before?
Yeah.
Guess what?
Yeah, guess what?
The facade is broken.
My boyfriend ended up having to take a wire hanger from the closet and break up my shit to get it down the toilet.
No.
He said he was impressed by the size. I was so humiliated. And to make matters worse, at this point, our 3 kids, who were now also aware of the situation, were pointing and laughing. We're still together 13 years later, and the kids are all super close. They still bring it up once a year and have coined the nickname for me, the St. Simon Steamer.
That's her nickname. St. Simon Steamer.
The St. Simon Steamer. That's her nickname. So
that's well earned.
Well
she did earned to herself.
Nickname.
That's
but yeah, you're
embarrassing.
Like, I mean, it's the worst case scenario because you're like, okay, I've got this limited time.
Yep.
I'm going to do it on the sly. I'm going to fake a shower. And then you have to
you
tell the whole house.
The
your kids are pointing and laughing at you. You got to tell your boyfriend who you're trying to be sexy for, and he's breaking up your shit with a coat hanger.
Oh no.
Rough.
Oh, and they're still together 13
they're
years
still
later.
Together.
So you know what?
That's true love.
That's true love. It brought them together.
Yeah.
He needed to see that sad for
him. He was impressed. Uh-huh. he was impressed about his
eyes. Blown away. That's amazing. That's hard to follow. Okay. This is from Oberon in Chicago.
Oberon.
How cool is that name?
Oh.
Oberon.
I don't think I've ever heard that name.
Obi. Oberon is a character in a Shakespearean play in Midsummer Night's Dream.
Mm.
But I mean, wow, that's a lot.
That's right.
It's
that's
a
right. It
big
is.
Big name to live up to.
It is.
So he writes, it was my husband's birthday and I was miles away from him. I'm an actor and was doing a show for a few months that took me away from my family. Wanting to give him a good birthday present, I asked my husband what he wanted. And he said he'd like me to ask some of our closest hot friends for tasteful nudes and suggestive photos to tide him over while I was away.
Okay.
Can you imagine?
No, I've never done those, but I know a lot of people who have.
But I mean, I think it's cool. Like, I would never ask my friends to be like, hey, Katie, can you send me some tasteful nudes? Anyways, I think it's cool. I do. I think it's a cool, like, open... Like, just your friends are really supportive. We did this for other people, too. We'd send a picture of us in new undies for their birthdays, and it was all very playful and fun. I put together a post for Instagram, including 4 couples, and selected the option to share it only to them. It said, please send my husband some tasteful nudes to keep him company on his birthday while I'm away. Then I posted
Wait. Hold on. Okay, yeah. See, I was confused. Okay, mm-hmm. So he... His husband didn't ask him for tasteful nudes.
He asked
for nudes
friends.
Of their friends.
Yeah, he's bored. They've been married maybe say like a long, long time.
That's hilarious.
I mean, it's
I
just
missed that.
Honest.
I was thinking he was saying like, yeah.
No, it's like send us a picture of our close friends because they're
that
super hot and I want some. And like I'm used to you.
Really funny.
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah,
I think it's sweet. You know. So
it's bold.
It's bold. And it's, I guess it keeps things fresh. You
it
know what I mean?
It's exciting.
You bring
yeah.
other people's pictures into your relationship. Is it no harm nor foul? Okay. So wanting to see who had seen the post. So he puts that post up and then he sends it off.
But and it's supposed to only be for close friends.
It's supposed to be for those 4 couples.
Mm-hmm.
Wanting to see who had seen the post, I checked back in to see how it was doing about 5 minutes later and realized to my horror that I had posted it to all of my followers.
Oh, no.
Holy hell, I deleted it as fast as possible and I prayed that not many people had seen it. Fixing the issue, I corrected my mistake and I went to rehearsal. The next morning, my husband's birthday, I called to sing to him and he answered the phone and said, I woke up to a picture of Randy Schlansky's enormous dick. Randy Schlansky was a mere acquaintance, but must have seen the first post I'd put up.
And he was like,
he then
yeah,
decided
I'm going
to
send
my husband a close-up of his enormous dick. Can you imagine being like, I don't really know that guy, but. Here goes.
You asked for it.
I don't
here
even know if
go.
It was tasteful. Why did you ask him to send me a picture? Jesus, I don't even know him. I did my best to explain, but made it worse by telling him the whole story. What? How many random dicks am I going to get texted to me today? We were both so embarrassed. And luckily, Randy's was the only picture my husband received. None of our close friends sent him anything.
You wanted to shake it up, and that's what you got.
You got Randy Schlansky's
Randy
big honking dick.
Senish long. I mean, you asked for dick pics, so you can't be mad at it. He delivered.
But I mean, it's at least
Randy delivered, you know?
But I mean, Randy's like, well, I mean, I've met him one time. And then just comfortable.
Yeah, you want to get after it. Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Next time I see you, that won't be awkward.
It's fine. The next story comes from Faith in Washington, and she writes, when I was a teenager, my best friend dated a guy a few grades ahead of us. We'll call him John, and we would often hang out with him and all of his friends. One in particular, we'll call him Jacob, was so, so cute, and I had the biggest crush on him. We're talking giant, sparkling baby blues that could just stop you in your tracks and make you do crazy things.
Whoa.
One day, we all went to John's house to hang out. Keep in mind, we were still in high school, so he lived with his parents, but he had his own living area with a TV in addition to his regular bedroom, so it felt like we were adults. You know those kids? Those kids were so lucky. Yeah. My friend Ashley, like, she had this whole like downstairs lounge area that was like basically hers. Yeah, it was like,
gosh, I would never do that for my kid. I would just be like, you're gonna be
I'm not setting up the sex studio for you. Yeah. So we all gathered to watch a movie, and to my utter amazement and excitement, Jacob not only decided to sit next to me, but he was sending major flirty vibes.
Yes.
It didn't take long before he gestured we should exit the room and go hang out alone in John's bedroom. I couldn't believe it. Was I about to make out with Jacob? With these thoughts and butterflies in my stomach, I threw caution to the wind and followed him in. Well, it turned out Jacob wanted to do more than make out, and before I knew it, I was somehow stripped down to my bra and underwear on the bed with Jacob.
Okay, did you want to do that?
Started out as a real PG movie experience that was quickly heading to an R rating.
Oh my God.
I was not mad about it
at all.
She's into it.
Jacob.
Little did I know, it was about to take an unexpected and unwelcome turn as the bedroom door opened and John's mother, completely unaware, suddenly walked in with John's laundry, which I don't know why, but in my mind made that fact so much worse. I was so embarrassed that it all became a blur, and all I remember was Jacob trying to block me from her view with his body as she entered the room with a laundry basket. It was mortifying. And the worst part was that after I hurriedly got dressed, she actually pulled me aside to give me advice and say she knew I wasn't the type of girl who would normally act this way, but also just to let me know that this kind of thing was not appropriate to do in someone else's home.
Oh,
I was bright.
So embarrassing.
I was bright red and so embarrassed. I was relieved she didn't tell my parents, and needless to say, I never visited John's house again. Jacob and I did end up dating, and we sealed the deal years later in a private location.
Yes, not someone else's house. That is... Okay.
Someone else's house, and their mom walks in with the laundry and you're naked on the bed, and you
and your mom's like, the mom's like in the middle of like her errands, and she's like, that, oh, like you just don't know.
But to get scolded from the mom too, who was like, she was nice,
mortifying.
But she was like, I know you're not this kind of girl. This is not appropriate to do in someone else's house. Yeah, you're like totally getting so shamed. You're like, I am this kind of girl.
Yeah, what
actually,
you're supposed to say, like, actually, I am. No,
I'm a
so
raging slut bucket,
you,
and I'm into it. Okay,
me.
Yeah. Thanks for cock blocking, mom.
Oh my god, that's
you
so
don't tell
bad.
Me what kind of girl I am. Okay,
then she would have told her mom.
Yeah, yeah. So she was like, "You're right. I'm not.
She's like,
I'm not at all.
You're right.
And the second we get out of here, we're boning somewhere else.
I think this house possessed me. Some maybe you have a very positive sex life with your husband. Maybe she should have brought.
I don't know how this happened.
Yeah, she just flips it over to the mom.
It was a wardrobe malfunction.
That is, yeah. He was helping me find my wardrobe.
You're doing laundry. Great. I need a new outfit right now.
I was looking
now.
For clothes because mine fell off.
I lost mine.
That is so embarrassing. Mm-hmm. The walk-in.
Oof,
that's bad.
Yep.
Okay. This is from Cheryl in Chicago.
Cheryl. Thanks for writing us, Cheryl.
I know. Thank you. Okay. She wrote, when I was 18 years old, I got my first pixie cut. Ooh, haircuts and penises today. Haircuts and dicks. When I was 18 years old, I got my first pixie cut and never looked back. 50 years later, I still have it.
Oh, wow. The pixie cut, too. You know, it's a special person that can rock the pixie cut. The
pixie cuts were so popular in the 90s, and I really wanted one, I remember, but I never could do it. I was never brave.
I don't have the face for a pixie cut. I can't do it.
You
I
do have
I really
the face
don't.
For any cut.
I don't.
Yes, you do.
I don't.
I've had cropped, layered, and ruffled pixies. The cut works with my lifestyle. I was recently asked out. I always want to read
it
older
for my
entries
lifestyle.
In a voice, you know? So, Cheryl, this one's for you. I was recently asked out by a charming man from my bridge club and agreed to meet him at the
Bridge club. That's so cute.
I know.
I love
that
so much.
Competitively playing bridge with her pixie cut. I was asked out and I agreed to meet him at the Jay Parker in Lincoln Park. The date started really well. We were sat at a romantic table by the window and a beautiful city twinkled at us through the windows. This place had the best views. The lights were dim, and I must say, the view from across the table wasn't bad either.
Oh.
Our waiter approached, and I didn't look up because all I heard was, "Good evening, gentlemen." Good evening, gentlemen. What drinks can I get started for you tonight? Have you ever done that? Assumed that someone was a man that
no,
wasn't.
No, misgendered.
Okay. Yeah, misgendered it.
It's, yeah.
So, okay, what... Gentlemen, I looked around and then realized that the waiter was looking directly at me. I'm not a male, I said, mortified. My date looked mortified, and so was our server.
Aww.
After the initial shock, my date and I laughed about it hard over dinner. I'd never had that happen before and made sure to wear a dress on our next date. I know. That's a common mistake, though. I mean, who cares? People are just stuck in their mind with who, what you're supposed to look like, blah, blah, blah. It's so stupid. Bad
he,
waiter.
She, they,
bad
them,
waiter.
Whatever.
Yes, they,
just
them,
don't,
whatever.
Yeah. Mm-mm. Don't assume people.
No.
You know?
Yeah, you can't gender anything.
Non-binary.
You gotta just
you gotta
say,
not assume.
Who wants drinks?
What am I getting? Get ready for some drinks.
Yep. Yeah. Get ready for some sweet drinks.
Exactly. That's all you gotta
Should
do.
Should I have said that when I was waiting tables?
Get ready for
just
some
Just get ready for some sweet drinks.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't assume like that. I wouldn't just be like, mm-mm, ladies and gentlemen, what would you be having? You know? Yeah. No.
Like a circus barker.
Like a circus.
Welcome to the big top.
So that's
short and sweet.
Short and sweet. Okay, I've got another one for you. This next story comes from Annabelle in South Carolina, and she writes, I was a cheerleader in high school, and I was very short and petite, so I was what's called a flyer. For anyone who doesn't know what that is, it's the girl who's raised up by the others to the top for stunts. You're usually on one leg, so you have to have great balance. To be honest, I never wanted to be a flyer, but since I was the smallest, I was automatically assigned that role. Yeah, it's scary. I've done both, actually. I was a cheerleader in high school, and I had to do... Like sometimes I was a flyer and sometimes I was what's called the base, where you're like holding the person or like supporting the person who's holding the person.
Them?
Oh, yeah.
I much preferred
that, though, because when you go up in the air, like, first of all eyes are on you. And second of all, like, one wrong move, like, you're coming down,
one
you know, like
twist.
One wrong move. But also the one where, like, the basket tosses, where they like throw you up in the air and you like, if you don't, you know, do your split just right. Like, there's so many factors.
You can never get me to do that.
It's scary. It was fun, but
you're
basically scary.
Bungee jumping every time.
Yeah, you are. And you're hoping they're going to catch you right. You're getting elbows to the face.
And then there's
the
that person that catches you that like touches your butt. It's like,
you're getting your butt touched. Yeah. It's a time. Okay. Anyway.
It's time.
Back to the story.
Go for it.
We practiced after school and on the weekends, and our cheer squad had actually gotten really good. We were competing in nationals and had been rehearsing like crazy. Our team captain was an amazing choreographer, and we also had a new girl who moved recently that had a very strong skill set and showed us some complex moves from her old school. We were very proud of our routine, and it ended with me and another girl going up into the air and doing what's called a scorpion. That's where you have to be super flexible and pull your leg behind you and hold it up over your head.
Are you kidding me?
Isn't that crazy? There was a girl from my high school that did that too.
So you're literally like this with your
my
leg
friend
behind
Jen.
Your head, and then you have to get caught?
Yeah, you literally, no, you have to, while you're in the air, you go up in the air on one leg, you have to grab your leg behind you, twist your arm around, pull it up. So you're basically holding your leg up over your head. It's like this.
As
like
you're flying up.
No, you go up and you do it in the air. So the balance that you have to even do that on the ground, you're doing it in the air while someone's holding your foot. You do it in the air, you pull it behind your head, and then you have to release it and come down nice and neatly too. It's a very difficult,
even believe that someone did
my
that.
My friend Jen Hess Mitchell, shout
did
out.
It?
she used to do it. It was like the most complicated thing. That's it was crazy. So beautiful, like such a beautiful move.
That
anyway.
Is beautiful.
It's hard. It's really hard. Yeah. Like, it's a very difficult thing.
It's
anyway.
LA.
So, okay. Where was I? Okay. Your balance has to be just right. The other girl had taught us how to do this move, so she had it down. I felt like I did too. The day of the competition, I was filled with butterflies. As they called our school's name to perform, I was terrified. I soon realized that performing at your high school gym or game was very different than performing in a packed stadium with bright lights and tens of people. When I get nervous, I fart. I can't help it. They
there
just
it
come
is.
Out. As we jogged into position, I was farting nonstop.
I was jogging too.
The jog and fart. The jog fart. I was farting as we performed. But as we danced, it felt a little easier and my nerves calmed a little bit as the crowd cheered us on. Then the girls got ready to boost me into position for the final part of the show. I realized that it all came down to my performance and I was terrified. As they lifted me up, I dropped little sulfur bomb farts all over their heads.
She's crop dusting her own people.
She's crop dusting the people. And they're literally underneath you. Like, you have to pick the person up.
Their noses are like pointed right at your butt.
Your butt is like right above their heads. So she's dropping little sulfur bomb farts all over their heads. The smell was so rancid and strong that two girls holding me had to look away and shield their faces.
No.
In doing so, that slight movement, I lost my balance and came toppling down. I was so embarrassed. What? And my team was not happy with me. My nervous tummy and farts cost us the competition. After that, they didn't make me be a flyer anymore and found another girl to take my place.
That whole world is so, we've got to film a documentary about this. That is so much pressure, and I don't blame her for farting, but at the same time, you got to know your butt, and you got to say, I'm not the person for this job.
Person, you know what I mean?
She just let it go, and that's so scary.
Yeah.
Wow.
Your crop dusting cost the competition.
Is cheerleading part of the Olympics?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Really, it should be.
I don't think so.
After
maybe
that story,
it could be.
I think it should be.
But it's, I mean, it's intense. I went to competitions and stuff. It's definitely intense. It's,
I can't imagine.
It's a lot. Yeah.
There's a documentary in that. There
oh,
is.
There's definitely some amazing online you can find for sure.
Oh, that's such a good story. That's so funny and
they're
so stressful. I always get sweaty palms when these stories start happening because the turn is sometimes so severe. Like, it's like a beautiful world. And then I farted all over my friends and they dropped me on the ground. And then I lost a competition. You're like, how did we get here?
How did we
shattering
get here?
Glass. Okay. Yep. Okay, this is from Leo in Charleston, South Carolina. And he writes, it goes without saying that middle school is a bit of a nightmare. Kids are cruel and sometimes even your friends do things that shock the hell out of you.
It's the worst time.
It's not fun. My friend group were known, they were known pranksters and sleepovers were marked with endless tricks. You never knew when you were going to be the victim of a 15-year-old boy's uncontrollable urge to destroy things. There were DNSs, which were direct nut shots, where a kid would scream DNS and then slam you right in the balls.
Wait, you just get like punched in
you
the balls?
You hear 1 second DNS and then you just get like hit in the nuts. There were entire plates full of food dumped into your sleeping bag. So when you got in, you had spaghetti all over the place.
Okay, I thought girls were bad. The boys are
boys
much
probably worse.
Yeah.
I think girls are really bad too, though.
Yeah.
And
I like a hold in your hand in the water was the worst
and
one.
And the shaving cream with a feather.
Or just like drawing dicks on your face.
Girl, you just
but
went right to the
food?
End of the story.
Okay. Oh my gosh,
you
shit.
Went
okay,
right
take
to
that
no,
out,
it's
take
fine,
that out.
But it's hilarious. No, no, no. No, keep it in because okay, here okay. we go. And you never, ever wanted to be the first to go to sleep. Mm-hmm. A kid could get rewarded with Tabasco sauce rubbed on his mouth if he fell asleep first. That's mean. That is so mean.
Yeah, these
you're
are
asleep
like
peacefully,
mean. These
like
are
drool, and all of a sudden just Tabasco sauce on your lips and you're like awake running
and you probably
around.
Rub it in your eyes.
Oh, you probably rub it right in your eyes. You're blind Jesus. For like 2 days. We were idiots. One particular sleepover at Todd's house, I had to get up early because my mom was picking me up to go to church the next day.
Of course it was Todd's
it
house.
Had Todd. After a loud and fun night, Todd's mom shook me awake and told me my mom was there and waiting for me upstairs. I got my stuff together and slowly walked up the stairs to the sunlit hallway. When my mom saw me, her jaw dropped and she said something she never had said before. Holy shit. Mm. Todd's mom screamed for him to get up there, waking everyone else too.
Oh no.
I ran to look in the bathroom mirror and saw that all what all the commotion was about. On one of my cheeks, my friends had drawn a huge penis with drops going across my nose.
Oh, no.
And on the other cheek were what could only be described as a pair of boobs.
Did they use a Sharpie?
They'd drawn this on with a Sharpie. Yep.
Oh no.
They did it. They
you gotta
did.
Wait for your skin to exfoliate.
So he was trying to wash this penis off, and his friend Todd was getting yelled at outside the door. His cheeks were raw from scrubbing, and those dickheads had used a Sharpie. So he basically just like defeated. I walked back out and my mom hustled me into the car. You're never going over there again. They're animals, she said.
No.
She drove me home and he wrote, I got out of going to church that day, but I had a lot of free
time
on the
can you imagine?
Weekends.
You're definitely not going to church
you
that day.
You can't go to church with that on your face. How do you even get that off? How
you just have to wait for your off? Skin? Yeah, you have to like exfoliate it like crazy.
Yeah, that happened to me one time. My friends, I fell asleep and my friends wrote all over me and they wrote like up my leg, like close to my vagina. I remember being like, who did that?
What'd they write?
It was just all sorts of stuff, like all like bad words and stuff like that. I didn't care, but my mom saw it too. And my mom was like,
did they use a Sharpie?
They used just like crayons, like Crayolas, like markers. No, yeah. They weren't. It wasn't anything that didn't wash off. But I mean, I just remember being like, what?
If you're going to draw dicks on faces, at least make sure it's a washable marker.
Make sure it's face paint. Okay?
I thought maybe he was going to get teabagged too, where they like, that's where they like drop the nuts on the face, right? There's like, guys do all kinds of shit to each other.
Just get your, like a butt cheek and your nose is in someone's butt.
That's a ham sandwich. That's what it's called.
I don't know how I know this. I don't know how I know this.
I don't know. I'm sure you've never done it. I'm going to tell one of mine that I remember.
Yes. I love it.
This makes me look real bad.
I love it. You're hands-free. You're telling the story.
I'm just going to put another disclaimer and say this is why I don't drink anymore. Okay. This is my disclaimer because I don't look real good in the spring.
It's okay.
Okay. So, Kristen, shout out to Kristen.
Shout out.
Kristen and I, for if you haven't listened to the beginning story, is one of my very best friends and my old roommate.
Ride or die.
We, you know, grew up together, little babies in Los Angeles. And yeah, so we were in our early 20s and we were out drinking at Red Rock. R.I.P., man.
Yep,
I
Red Rock.
That place.
Right across from Chateau Marmont, right?
Close? It's close to there. It's on Sunset. But it's across from the record shop. That I don't think is there anymore either.
Oh, Tower Records?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, that's close.
It's a restaurant now or something. Anyway, it's gone. R.I.P. That was
Book
one
Soup
of our-
is close by. It's still open. Go.
That was one of our old haunts.
Yeah.
And so we were there. We were drinking all night long. And it's like 1:45. So they're kicking everybody out. It's last call. Like
time.
In LA, it's not like New York. Like when it's time to get out, it is time to get out.
In LA, it's 11 o'clock and they're like, bye.
Get out the door. So of course, everybody's like scrambling to like get their last drinks and whatever. And I really, really had to pee. So I try to go to the bathroom and there's like a huge bouncer there. And he's like, no, like you can't, like get out. Like everybody's out. Like we're closed. Like get out. And I'm like, I have to pee so bad. And he was like, you can't pee here. Like, yeah. He's like, get out, get out, get out. So
so that pissed you off.
So what did you do?
You got
no, it didn't piss me off. I mean, maybe it did. Who knows? It probably
sure.
did. But
it pissed me off.
I just really, really had to pee. And I was like, there's no way. Like, I have to pee. So I literally go over to the quote unquote dance floor at Red Rock, which wasn't really a dance floor, but like, you know, the little wooden bar floor area. Mm-hmm. And I just pulled my pants down and I peed.
Oh my God, in front of the bouncer?
I peed in the middle
Did
of Red
like,
Rock.
Did you just like make eye contact with the bouncer?
No, I waited until he like turned his back to go talk to someone else. Jeez. And like an animal and peed in the corner of the floor.
The disco ball is just like
yes, I just
this.
Pissed in the floor. I had to go so badly. There was so much fucking pee.
You know there was a guy with a mop there just like ready to
kick
roll.
So horrible for the people that had to clean this up. This isn't
too.
Even the end of the story. So I mean, I think I maybe had Kristen covering me too. I have to ask her if she remembers this.
Oh.
I think I was like, stand here, stand in front of me, which is like, who does that? Who pees on the
you
floor
know
of a
what?
Bar?
You it's, thought it was a good idea.
No, there's no, I'm not going to make any excuses for myself. It's horrible. I just had to go and I was wasted.
I just love that you did that like right after you were told you can't.
Wasted. So we get outside and I had asked my boyfriend at the time to come pick us up. And so we're like, you know, they like herd you outside, you know, and they're like, you can't stand here. Like, rah, rah. They're always like moving you.
Yes.
So we're like walking a little bit away from the front of the bar since they like want everybody like out of there. And this guy pulls up in a van and he's like trying to get us to get into the van. And
what?
I was like, get away from us.
That's
I'm like,
a smart
ew,
call.
I would never. I was like, you're disgusting. Like, why the fuck would I ever get into that car? I'm like yelling at this guy. And then all of a sudden I look over and Kristen is like on the floor, doubled over, like laughing. And I'm like, what is going on? And she's like, that's Jonathan. Yeah, my boyfriend at the time. And I was like, what are you talking about? I was so wasted that I had completely forgotten we were moving. And he had like borrowed this van from his mom. So he had this like molester van and it pulled up in it. But I was so drunk that I like didn't even know it was him.
That is
and
so
was, like,
funny.
He was sitting there for like 5 minutes trying to get us in the car. And I was like, get away from us. You're disgusting.
He's
like I would never get in the car with you. It's like, what is that?
Like, it's like, you called me.
You called me. I'm here to pick you up and help you. What are you doing?
He's got like, you know what? That is so funny. I'm so sorry that happened to you.
Biggest fight
that is so funny. Of course you did, because he was so embarrassed. He's like, you called me disgusting.
Yeah, like it is. I'm like, ew, you're so gross. I would never get in a car with you.
Oh, he rolled up to the club.
Yeah,
that is so funny. Oh my gosh, that's a great story, Katie.
So yeah, I've got lots of embarrassing stories that just come back to me in little like moments.
I'm really sorry that happened. Yeah. It does sound like it was very dramatic, and that you look back, you know, we make our mistakes.
I'm horrified that I pissed on the floor of Red Rock. Sure. I can't believe I did that. Like that,
I've done it. I've definitely done it.
Really, you dropped trowel on the floor?
I dropped trowel on the New York subway platform when it's bright lights and it's midnight and there was no bathroom and I just went pee in front of whoever was standing there because I had to go so bad.
You gotta go. I mean, I definitely peed all over the streets of Los Angeles, 100%. Every alleyway behind every bar I've peed in, like 100%. Like that was it. But that's, at least you're outside, okay? Like none of it's cool, but at least I was outside pissing in the alleyway. Like, yep, you know,
yep.
trying to cover myself. This was actually inside the bar on the floor.
I just peed
on the floor, okay?
It's okay, like, but the best part is the fact that you were like, get out of here, you disgust me. Yeah. It's your boyfriend. Who you said you loved right before you went out that night.
I thought it was a Chester the molester. I just didn't know.
You know what?
I didn't know.
You were looking
safety
out.
First, okay?
Safety first, Katie. Safety first. That is our show.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank
we hope you loved it.
Listening.
If you did, please rate, review, and subscribe and tell a friend.
Yes. And if you had a story that made you turn beet red, email us at beetredpodcast@gmail.com.
And if you want to support the show, you can buy us a coffee at our Patreon. It is linked in our show notes.
Yes. And if you can't beat them,
join them. See you next week.